You as you tune in. In this message, I want to talk about a phenomenon that is both present and continuous. Something fundamental for we who are called unto glory. A couple of days back, I received a letter from a brother in a country in Europe. Asking me my opinion of the letter of John the Apostle when he says we shall behold him as he is. This is a letter in 1 John chapter 3 by the Apostle John. When Apostle John talks about our hope, our purification, our confirmation, and our transformation to be exactly as the Lord Jesus as he appears. Praise God. The brother was of the opinion, that's the brother who wrote the letter, was of the opinion that there is some kind of event in the future in which the Lord Jesus will appear and we all shall behold him, and when he appears we shall be transformed. That, you know, much needed transformation will occur when he appears. Praise God. I thank the brother for the message. He was very polite. He admitted that he's heard a lot of the messages on the site and he really enjoyed them. Praise God. Now let us understand what letters are. Letters, we're talking of written letters. The writings on a paper are simply expressions of the inner thought of a man. What a man thinks or what a man has in his mind cannot be seen or understood except he tries to speak out or writes it out, or he communicates in some way in the physical or in this visible realm. So letters or writings actually are an expression, a way to express the invisible thoughts of a man. Now we know already that the letters kill. Jesus Christ said clearly that the letters kill. It is the Spirit of God that gives life. Somebody might argue that the Bible is God inspired. The prophets who prophesied were inspired by the Spirit of God. The men who wrote the Bible were all inspired by the Spirit of God. Yes, they were inspired by the Spirit of God. Yes, what we see in the sacred text, we are all inspired by the Spirit of God. You see, but you still need the Spirit to truly understand what was transmitted, or what is transmitted in the letters of the book called the Bible. Now we should bear in mind also that those letters that John the Apostle wrote, Paul the Apostle wrote, Peter wrote, the Apostle James, all these are sacred texts that were translated by men. Men with good intentions, who truly wanted to present to us these very important letters written by the apostles and also the, you know, the letters of the Old Testament, which were all recorded in, you know, in various texts, sacred scrolls that were found, you know, in hidden places all over the world. You see, King James and all these men of noble intention, good intention, actually got these words together to present it to us. But there is no way they could have presented a perfect view of what this man intended to write. Before you can present a perfect picture of what these people had, you must possess the same spirit that they have. You must be able to read their invisible thoughts. You must be able to read that thing that is in their mind, not by the letters. You see, one person can read a letter and he might mean one thing to one person, and if you read a letter, it might mean another thing to another person. So we should be careful when we read the Bible. We should be careful when we read the scriptures, because in reality, they have no meaning except you read them by the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that gives understanding, not letters. Letters, you know, without the Spirit of God, keep you in bondage. See, it is the letters that have reduced men into, you know, religious creatures, creatures of religion. Do this, do that, do this, do that. Baptize this way. Dress this way. Worship this way. Speak this way. You see it? All those theories that women shouldn't preach, that this should be done this way, that should be done this way, are all by, you know, misconceptions of the Word of God by those who literally interpret the letters the way they are. Praise God. Bear it in mind that the scribes and the Pharisees of old were skilled men in the laws of Moses. They were skilled in the sacred text. They knew the word. And they always countered Jesus with the words, because from the view of the religious, Jesus Christ was a transgressor. He was a transgressor of the law. See, from their view, he was adding and removing from the word of God, because he did not just interpret or read these things the way they are in the letters. He had the insight, you know, into the deep things of God. He had the mind, the insight into the mind of God. When Moses created the tabernacle, all Moses saw was a structure, was a tabernacle in which God would dwell. That is all Moses saw. Moses had no revelation of the fact that the tabernacle was himself. He had no revelation of the fact that the tabernacle is a presentation, you know, of man. See, it was a tool that God was trying to use to teach us that we are the temples of God, that God dwells in us. We are the tabernacles of God. God dwells in us by His Spirit. Praise God. So you see, he did not have the Spirit of God to have that insight into that revelation. In likewise manner, there is no way you can understand the things of God except by the Spirit of God. Praise God. Now I'm going to quickly read the letter of the Apostle John. Apostle John, when he talks about beholding the Lord as he appears, we shall behold him. Go to 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope purifies himself even as he is pure. Praise God. See, when he appears, we shall see him as he is. Now, by the Spirit of God, I already understand where the Apostle John is coming from. I understand his presentation right already by reading these letters. See, but the ordinary man or the religious mind will interpret this to mean an event, a specific event for the future, where they kind of see Jesus in the sky. And when they see him in the sky, they will be transformed into that image. Suddenly, and they become sons of God, perfect like he is. But let us understand that what John was saying is a present tense, continuous statement. What he was trying to say is that as we behold him, we are transformed into the same image. Praise God. As we behold him, we are transformed into the same image. Many people do not realize that Christ is already present by the Spirit. Many do not realize that Christ is already present and he is presenting a mirror image of Christ, the Son of the Living God, to every believer individually and corporately. We are beginning to behold the true image of the invisible and incorruptible God that has been from the foundation of the world. Praise God, we are beginning to behold the glory of the only begotten of God. Praise God. Even as he appears, even as we behold this thing, as we behold the only begotten of God, remember that the world cannot see him. The world does not see him. Praise God. We'll still go back to that scripture. Jesus Christ says that the world seeth me no more. Praise God. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the true image. He is the one that has been there from the beginning. And he is the only living one. That is the true creature of God. That is the image that every man was created in. Praise God. And the intention of the gospel is to unveil unveil that true image before our eyes so that we are transformed back into that image. That is the aim of the gospel. Praise God. Hallelujah. The aim of the gospel is that we behold him. Jesus Christ said it, that the will of the Father is that as many as behold the Son, as many as behold the Christ and believe in him, he will raise them up on the last day. Praise God. Those who see this image of the only begotten Son of God and believe that image and are, conformed unto that image are the ones who arise from the dead. They arise from the graveyard of humanity. The dead are those who live according to the image of the mortal man of the dust. The dead are those who do not see the truth. They see the lie. If you see yourself according to the flesh, according to the mortal man of the flesh, of the dust, you see the lie. And you are dead in your sins and trespasses. You are cut off from the glory of God. You are cut off from the very life of God. So what God has done now, He has given us the Son. Praise God. And this thing comes by revelation. This thing comes by perceiving the true image of all living. The true image of the living one. Christ is the living one. Christ is the only one that exists in the eyes of the Father. If any man lives according to the image or any other image that is not Christ, he is dead. And he cannot know God the Father. He cannot know the place of life. He is dead in his sins and trespasses. Praise God. So right now with, you know, open face, we are beholding the glory of God. Praise God. Even when the disciples, the three disciples, ascended the mountain to behold Jesus as he transfigured before them, they climbed that mountain unnoticed. They were not noticed. Praise God. The whole world was down there below doing their thing, going about doing their business. Even some of the disciples were not aware. Praise God. But this handful, this little flock of the Lord, this little flock ascended with Jesus and they beheld the only begotten of God. They beheld the glory of the Son of God. They beheld the image of the living one, the image of all men. They beheld that image. And the Father turned out from a cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him, believe him, trust him." Praise God. So some people are presently beholding that image. Some people day and night are meditating and, you know, beholding a mirror image of themselves, the way they are from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Because that image upon the mountain of transfiguration is the image of the invisible and incorruptible Son of God. And that is our true image. That is the image every man possessed before they descended into the realms of mortality and death. Before they, you know, descended and took up the image of the beast. Oh, praise God. So some people are beholding him. Praise God. They are, as they behold him, they are transformed, or they are being transformed into that same image. So these are the ones that are spiritualizing themselves. These ones, they are ones that are ascending from the earth upon Mount Zion. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the purification process that God expects from us. See, to purify ourselves by erasing the mark of the beast, or that mortal human nature we have acquired for ourselves in ignorance. Because that mortal human nature, that is the problem, that is the stumbling block. So that is the thing that has veiled access to God's presence. That is the thing that has shut up our mouths so that we could not call God Father. No one cometh to the Father except by me. So we must be conformed to the Son. We must be transformed back into that image. Oh, praise God. And this occurs as we sit down patiently, silently, and observing the truth as God reveals it to us. Bear it in mind that the Spirit of God has only one purpose in our life, and that is to testify about the truth. He testifies about what the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is Christ. The truth is that man created in the image and in the likeness of God. That is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the light. So if you want healing in your lives, if you want deliverance in your life, if you want to taste of the realms of joy, if you want to taste of the realms of unlimited, you know, power and possibilities, all you need to do is to recognize the Son, behold the Son, and be conformed daily into that image. Therein lies your salvation, because in Him you are saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. This thing sounds strange to the religious mind, isn't it? Some people can't comprehend the fact that Jesus Christ will know Him no longer after the flesh. Some people cannot, you know, accept the fact that Jesus Christ, in reality, is not a flesh and blood being. See it? That manifestation of Jesus 2,000 years ago was simply a manifestation in the visible of that which is invisible. Praise God. He walked in that invisible image. He walked in that image of that light being that we saw upon the mountain of transfiguration. Even in the book of Revelation, the Bible talks about His appearance as the Alpha and the Omega. It was that same light appearance, that same brilliant, illumined appearance that the disciples earlier saw upon the mountain of transfiguration, revealing the invisible, incorruptible state of the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah! And that is the image of every man. That is your image. That is you. The Spirit of God places a mirror before us, reminding us of who we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 15. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. But even unto this day, are you listening? Even up to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Are you listening to what Paul said? Paul is talking about a present occurrence, a present continuous occurrence among the saints of God. See it? We are looking through that mirror of the Spirit of the Word of God from heaven, and we are beholding the glory of the Lord. Praise God. And Paul says that the Lord is what? His Spirit. It's a spiritual being. It's a celestial being. It's a light being. It's not a material God. Our God is not a material God. Hallelujah. As we behold that image, we are what? Transformed into the same image. Are you listening? We are transformed into the same image. Which image are we transformed into? Into the image of the Lord. See it? Which is that same image that the disciples beheld upon the Mount of Transfiguration. This is the same image that John saw as the Alpha and the Omega. This is the same image that, you know, was in Genesis chapter 1 when God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. That is God appearing as a man. Praise God. A celestial being. A spiritual being. God is spirit. Hallelujah. And we are beholding our true image. We are beholding the image of the Lord through the mirror of the Spirit today by the revelation that is coming from above as the Lord testifies of His Son by His Spirit. We are being transformed into the image of the Lord. We are being transformed into the image of Christ, who is the image and the likeness of God. Hallelujah. That is where we get our liberty. That is where we get our joy. That is where we get our freedom from the problems of humanity. That is where we get every healing that we are seeking. Everything that we are seeking is found in that body. It's found in the Lord. The totality of the glory and the goodness of God dwells in that body, in Christ, in the body of the Lord. And our calling is to be conformed to the image of the Lord. Praise God. Conform to the image of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are conformed back to the spiritual image we had from the beginning. Before we descended into mortality. Before we started to walk as men. Before we started to walk as black, white, male, female. See, before we started to walk in relation to this, the elements, the beggarly elements, temporary elements of this world, before we became slaves to corruption, that image we had in the beginning, that image of the only begotten of God, herein lies your salvation. To recognize, to see the Son by the Spirit, to recognize the Son, behold Him, hallelujah, behold the truth. And be conformed to the truth. Then you will find God. Then you will find your safety. The safety you are seeking. That is all. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Some people cannot comprehend the fact that they are the glory and the image of God. Some people cannot accept the fact that the way He is the way we are. Praise God. That is the end of the faith when everything in us has been put under Him. And brethren, these things are possible. Praise God, Christ manifests Himself from age to age. Many people enter into this salvation. But there's no point trying to look out with your physical eyes because you cannot see these things. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The coming of the Lord or the manifestation of the Lord upon the earth is something that occurs in a secret manner that the world is not aware. Praise God. Even when Jesus appeared years ago, over 2,000 years ago, people did not recognize His presence. He came unnoticed. He came like a thief in the night. Oh, praise God. The things of God are always done in a secret manner that the world is not aware. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Many people cannot comprehend the fact that people like Paul, John, we are already walking in the resurrection. There are brethren out there, praise God, and they will never mention their names. There are brethren who are already walking in the resurrection, who have tasted of the power of the ages to come. Praise God. But you don't recognize these people because they don't have wings. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. If you have ears to hear, hear what I'm telling you. So let us behold by faith the invisible image of the Son of God. All the letters in the word, right from Genesis to the book of Revelation, it's all about educating us about ourselves. Because we lost all awareness of who we truly are. Hallelujah, we died. We entered into a state of deep sleep, where we lost all consciousness, all awareness of who we are. We do not even know who we are. See, the dead do not know anything. The dead don't see. They don't hear. They don't understand anything. That is exactly the way we were in our descent into the vanity of this age. Oh, hallelujah. Into the lies of our humanity. Oh, praise God. And we have been troubled on many sides with all the ills of society, the wickedness that abounds in this lower realm. Praise God. Now God is showing us an escape route. Hallelujah. God is telling us today to open your eyes and behold the sun. Behold your true image, a mirror image of yourself from the foundation of the world, and be conformed unto that image. Hallelujah. So that we can be known the way we are known of God. Most of us do not truly know who we are. Most of us do not know our value in the sight of God. See, those of you who have been natural parents, you know how you loved your sons, how you loved your children, how you wanted the best of them. Praise God. That is the way God has always felt for us or towards us, with an unfailing love. See, but we do not know ourselves. We do not know that we are the one. We are the Son. Oh, hallelujah. If you turn quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians, talking about seeing in parts. First Corinthians, chapter 13, from verse 9. Try to comprehend what Paul is saying here in this message. It's very important. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9. For we know in part and prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be what? Done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I be known even as I am known. Praise God. Are you listening to these powerful statements of Paul? Paul is talking here about two states, or let's say two levels of consciousness he walked in. First of all, he walked in the shadowy consciousness, where he was seen in parts, where he spoke as a child. You see it? When he saw darkly through the glass. See, this is our state as human beings. As human beings, we only see in part. We don't see anything. Hallelujah. As human beings, we behave as children. You see, children don't know anything. They don't even know themselves. Praise God. When we are human beings, we saw darkly. We saw through a glass darkly. Darkly. We do not truly see the truth. We do not see anything. That is the consciousness we walked in as men. In darkness. Not knowing the truth. Not knowing ourselves. The way we are. But the time has come. Praise God. So that which is in part is done away with. So that the whole picture is coming into view. The whole picture is coming right now into view. Oh, hallelujah. The things that are of the children, the ignorant things of children, the foolishness of children is being put aside. And we are, you know, beginning to speak and walk as men. Men who know the truth. Who have come to the place of maturity. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Now we are beginning to see face to face No more through a dark mirror. No more through a dark mirror where we've seen the image of a false personality of the dust who does not truly exist. Right now we are beginning to see face to face the true image that we had from the beginning of the world, which is the image of Christ, the Son of the Living God, which is that celestial spiritual image. Oh, hallelujah. Which is the image of God, the likeness of God, the glory of God. We're beginning to see ourselves now through the mirror of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And as we see ourselves through this mirror of the Spirit, we begin to know ourselves the way we are known of God, the Father. Oh, hallelujah. So we are beholding our faces today, our true face, we are beholding it through the mirror of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not through the mirror of the world. Because the mirror of the world will deceive you, you know, and show you an image of a mortal man of the dust who was born into the world some years ago. Who has an earthly father, he has an earthly mother, he has children, who has property here and there, who is this and who is that in this world that is coming to naught. When you look to the mirror of this world, you see yourself as white, as black. Hallelujah. You see yourself as, you know, European or American and all that kind of stuff. When you look at the mirror of the mirror of the, of this world. But right now we're seeing clearly, no more through that dark mirror, that mirror, that lying mirror. We are seeing the true mirror of the Spirit revealing our true image. Face to face, which is the image of the immortal God, which is the glory of God. Hallelujah. Which is the invisible, incorruptible, you know, identity we have in us from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Now we are beginning to know ourselves the way we are known of God. Now we are beginning to know that we are sons of God. That is why the Bible says, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called what? Sons of God. This is the love of God. This is the grace of God towards us, that we should be called sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God for this grace, this love. Because he has freely given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. His Spirit gives us the ability to behold our true image from the foundation of the world. And as we behold this image, we are supposed to do what? Walk according to the image. No more lying, but walking in truth, speaking the truth. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We don't want to be like the people who look at the mirror and forget what they say, what they look like. Praise God. Paul James talks about these people in, he says in James chapter 1 verse 21. James chapter 1 verse 21. James also had a revelation of this mirror, the mirror of the Spirit, where we behold the image, we behold him as he is, we behold the Son of God, who in reality is our true image. Hallelujah. See, we're not just to behold the image, that's all, but we're supposed to walk according to the image. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you see the image, we're supposed to conform ourselves back to that image. Loosening ourselves from carnality. Daily growing in the Spirit. This is our purification. Our purification comes by conforming ourselves back to that light image which we are. It talks about loss of your identity and, you know, your attachments to this physical material world, you know, and ascending back into the Spirit where you can, you know, once more operate in the oneness with God the Father. Where you can say, I am the Father that won. Praise God. That is the power that will keep you throughout all eternity. That is the power. I and the Father are one. That is the consciousness that will guide you and prosper you throughout all eternity. Praise God. So we are not just to look at the mirror, but we are supposed to transform ourselves. Transform ourselves. Be not conformed to this world, but be conformed. Be transformed. Hallelujah. We are the ones called to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. To walk in the light as He is in the light. Hallelujah. As He is in this world, so are we in this world. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When He appears, we shall be like Him. He's appearing. And we are being transformed into that image. Oh, hallelujah. Of course, there are points in your life. There are certain visitations you might have at times in your life. Praise God. Where you feel some strange things in your life. You actually suddenly discover yourself walking in the reality of the Son of God. Of course, there's a period of laboring. There's a period of patience. See, there's a period of waiting on the Lord. Praise God. But there's also a period of exaltation. So you can see that it's not just something that you wait for infinitely. There's a day of visitation where you will see yourself walking in great power and in great glory. Those who jealously guard the word, not just looking at the mirror and forgetting what the Lord showed you. Oh, hallelujah. Now if you go to James chapter 1 verse 21, wherefore lay apart all fitness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the grafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Praise God. Hallelujah. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he beholded himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Oh, hallelujah. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Now this James, the teacher, admonishing that we should not just be hearers of the word. As you hear the word, it's very much like looking at yourself in a mirror. It's looking the word, because the word reveals your true image from the foundation of the world. It reveals your true identity as the Son of God. So as you behold the word of God, you are supposed to conform yourself back to that image of light, who is actually one that is not of this world, is not bound to the elements of this world. He's free from the elements of this world. Praise God, he's a spiritual being. There's no trace of lust in him. Oh, hallelujah. See it? Gradual growth, understanding of the spirit realm, understanding of your spiritual nature from the foundation of the world, understanding of the power that, you know, sustains you, understanding of the realm that you came from, and by faith walking in the spirit continuously, because you are spirit. That is you. Praise God. Exercise yourself in godliness. Oh, hallelujah. When you look in the mirror, or particularly the ladies, what you do is you put on your makeup, your lipstick, and you make the face fine. You have to conform yourself to that image that you are beholding. Let's be like the way you are. When you hear the word revealing yourself as that Son of Light, walk in the light as He is, and you know, hallelujah. Not forgetting, not being carried away with this world. It's very easy to forget. Praise God. It's very easy to be a hearer and not a doer. Many temptations, many things on the outward. But if you patient, enduringly, prayers, meditation, the Lord will release us from all our major problems, those things that give us problems, that distract us. Hallelujah. And He will bring you to the place of glory. Oh, hallelujah. Then you shall be blessed. Blessed in your deed, you shall come in and enter into the place of glory. You shall once more enter back into your paradise and into the place of dominion. Hallelujah. As you conform yourself back to the image of the Son. Oh, hallelujah. So let us understand that the message that John, the apostle, intended to pass to the church is an event that is occurring presently and continuously for those who receive the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is already testifying of Christ. He's already causing us to behold the image of the Living One. Praise God. We are the ones that see Him. We see Him. We who are being awakened are the ones who see Him the way He is. And we are transformed to that image. We see Him in us and in the brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for this word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see the image of the Son of God in us and in the brethren. Hallelujah. The mirror is before us and we are seeing Him right now and we are being transformed into that image. Praise God. Cancel those things from your mind that something will happen tomorrow suddenly and something happens in Germany or in Israel or in China or a bomb will drop somewhere in America or the European Union will form a beast and all these things that we see littering the internet and in your books all over the shelves all over the world. Cancel these things from your mind. Oh, hallelujah. Otherwise, what you are doing to yourself is that you are simply throwing away your key into God's kingdom. If you do not realize that the gate is open now, hallelujah, freely, so that everybody can enter in freely through the Son. You enter in through the gates of the New Jerusalem, of the God's kingdom, as you conform yourself into the Son, as you recognize yourself the way you are from the foundation of the world, as you recognize the image of all living. Oh, hallelujah. This is what the Bible is all about. This is where you find your safety. A return back to your image from the foundation of the world, which is the Son of God, which is Christ. We behold Him, the Living One. He is the only one. There are not two sons. There are not two creatures. There are not two men. But there is one man in the sight of God. And we are all one in that one man. This is the mystery of the gospel. We all are one in that corporate man. That body of light. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to round up with something from the book of 1 John. Or rather John. John chapter 14. Some of the last words of Jesus, recorded by John. And I will pray the Father, John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the whole world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. Are you seeing the mystery of godliness here? Those who receive the Spirit of God, And these are the ones that are awakening to the reality that they are Christ, that they are in Him, and He is in them. They are not two separate entities. Some people are still waiting to see a separate Jesus, you know, and a separate Son, a separate Jesus and a separate church, but they are one. Praise God. You are Him and He is you. You are one body. Hallelujah. And this is the body of God. This is the true God and eternal life. Praise God. The world cannot see Him, but we behold Him. We behold that image, that true one, the one that is true. We behold it, but the world cannot see Him. Isn't it Jesus saying it here? But we see Him presently. We see Him. Because the eyes of our understanding is opened for us to behold that which is true and invisible, that which is eternal, that which is real. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God functioning in us, revealing the only begotten of God, who is the one that lives eternally. He's the only one that lives. Hallelujah. And we see Him because we live. Hallelujah. We live because we are Him. Praise God. So we are beholding that image and we are being transformed into that image. It's not child's joke, brethren. It's not religion. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about, you know, rediscovering yourself. The way you are from the foundation of the world is rediscovering the Son of God in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So quit looking for Jesus in the sky. Quit looking for Jesus in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Quit looking for something to happen. Recognize the presence of the living one and conform yourself unto Him. Hallelujah. Awake from the dead and you realize that in the resurrection there is only one, and that is Christ. Hallelujah. We are born the image of the man of the earth. We shall also bear the image of the Lord from heaven. There's only one Lord, not two. Praise God. As we behold him with the open face, no more veiled, as we recognize Him, that is true. And walk in Him that is true. Then we are saved. God bless you, brethren. Amen.